Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Age of Wood, Our Most Useful Material and the Construction of Civilization by Roland Enos. Read by Dennis Boutsikaris.
Prologue. The Road to Nowhere. Many years ago, toward the end of an arduous walking tour of the French Pyrenees, my brother and I stumbled across an engineering feat that had helped change the course of human history and shape the modern world. As we made our way down from the peaks to the village of Yesout, the route took us from alpine meadows to the conifer forests of the Vallée d'Aspe. The path, which had been broad and easy to follow, suddenly changed. As the river valley continued to drop, the path maintained its level, but only by cutting into the walls of an almost sheer rock face. Soon we were walking along a narrow ledge perched precariously 600 feet above the trees and foaming river in the Gorge d'Enfer below. The path continued like this for almost a mile before the gorge finally opened out, and we descended down to the level of the river and once again felt safe. Only then did a sign helpfully tell us that we had navigated the Chemin de la Mature. Why had such a spectacular path been built in the middle of nowhere? And what was mature? The answer lies in the rivalry that developed in the 18th century between the two emerging superpowers of the Western world, France and Britain, and provides just one of the more striking examples of the way wood has helped shape the human story. With the two nations vying for power and influence over their developing colonies and territories in the Caribbean and North America, an arms race started as they built up their navies. Both nations strove to build bigger and more heavily armed ships of the line, capable of acting as firing platforms for up to 100 huge cannons, which could batter other ships and shore defenses into submission. But both countries came up against the same problem. How could they access enough trees to build their ships? The problem was not the lack of wood itself. France, in particular, had large areas of forest, which covered around 30% of the country. The problem was the lack of trees tall and straight enough to make the 100 to 120-foot masts of the ships. Most forests in Europe were already being managed, and it was becoming harder to find areas of primary forest where tall trees could still be found. For France, the answer lay in the wilds of the Pyrenees, where stands of huge fir trees still stood. The engineer, Paul-Marie Leroy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?